Finding Happiness, written by Emma Blair and read by Vivian Heilbronn.
Chapter 1. Sandy McLean glanced up from the book he was studying when there was a soft, tentative tap on his bedroom door. He frowned at the interruption. "Come in." It was his younger sister Laura who entered, her expression one of uncertainty. "Am I disturbing you?" Sandy sighed. Of course she bloody well was. "That's all right," he declared magnanimously. "I was about to take a break anyway." That was a lie. He waved in the direction of the bed. "Take a pew." A glance at the clock on the mantelpiece told him it was just after 9:30 p.m. He'd had his head down for over 2 hours now, and it felt like it. The beginnings of a headache were starting to pulse inside his skull. After she'd sat, Laura gazed curiously around her. It had been a long time since she'd been in her brother's room. Several years, in fact. It was as messy as ever, she noted. Tidiness certainly wasn't one of his finer points. In one corner, an artist's easel had been set up, displaying a half-finished landscape in oils. It suddenly struck Sandy how much his sister had grown of late. Why, she'd become quite the young lady, with a nice figure too, even if it was still in the budding stage. As he saw her nearly every day, he wondered why he hadn't noticed that before. "So, to what do I owe the honour?" he asked. Laura shrugged. "I don't know, really. I just thought I'd come and talk to you, that's all. We so rarely get a chance." When she saw his puzzled look, she added, "Talk properly, that is. Not just good morning, goodbye, and that sort of thing."
"I see," he murmured, amused by this.
A silence followed, during which she twined and intertwined her fingers in her lap.
"There must be something in particular," he prompted.
"Not really. It's just... well, although we're brother and sister, we seem such strangers at times. I mean... She trailed off, frowning. "I've no idea what you actually get up to, who your friends are, you know." For some reason, that rather touched him. And she was right. They weren't exactly close. Not apart, but not close either. The usual brother and sister relationship, he supposed. "I'm flattered," he confessed. Laura's face lit up, the tension between them suddenly broken. "How are your studies coming along?" "How indeed," he thought bitterly, for he was in that sort of mood. "How indeed." "All right, I suppose," he replied non-committally. "Just all right." Sandy bit back a waspish retort. Leaning sideways in his chair, he pretended to yawn.
"Sometimes you can't see the wood for the trees."
Laura slowly nodded. "I understand. I find it the same with Latin. There are occasions in class when my head feels it so crammed full, nothing makes sense any more, and that at any moment it might just explode." He regarded her with new interest, having forgotten she was even taking Latin at school. It dawned on him then how right she was about knowing so little about one another. "Same with me," he laughed. Laura relaxed even further on hearing that, believing a bond, if only a tenuous one, had been established between them. "A mo, a mass, a mat, a marmus, a mat, a samant," she recited, and giggled. "Round and round like a dog chasing a cat." How old was she now? Sandy wondered, desperately trying to work it out. 15, yes, that was it. Or was she 14? No, 15 some months previously. "Do you enjoy school? Overall, that is."